الأرض ضاقت. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to part 11 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. And today's is titled Talk to Me, and it's about the importance of Salah. Not so much as a warning, but as a poignant refresher that we have a friend who values our conversations with them. We have a friend who enjoys listening to us. We have a friend who loves the energy that we bring to the conversation. And that's something we can really say about the conversations that we may have with our worldly friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values the quality time that we spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And relationship experts these days tell us all the time that positive relationships are always built on small and consistent deposits of time, because you can never cram the most important things. So if you want to meaningfully connect with anyone, we've got to be available consistently and not randomly. And no one other than Allah Ar-Rahman knew that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it compulsory for us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And an example for this lesson can be drawn from Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, when some narrations, as mentioned by Imam Al-Qurtubi, Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam was praying his tahajjud and he was distracted by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in front of him. He was asleep as a child, making noises in his sleep. And it has happened once, twice, and then thrice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the malaika and said, "Look at this, my friend, my beloved, my favored servant. In the middle of his conversation and his address with me, he turned his attention to someone else. And I will test him via those two eyes of his, the eyes with which he turned his attention to someone other than me." So Allahu A'lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but that is one of the reasons why Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam was put to trial with regards his son Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. At the end of the day, it all works out to the plan of Allah, but this is only an indication as to how attentive our wali, our patron, our friend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us in our salah. So when we're talking about friends, we say that a good friend is that friend that when you tell them you need some time alone, they know that they know enough not to stray too far from us. So that is the best type of wali, the best type of friend and patron that we have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be aware of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to listen to that conversation that we are having with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values it. Salah is never a chore. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.